Welcome to the AnthroArt Podcast, a space of anthropological insight connected to real-life situations. Here we explore topics of social inequality and inclusion, sustainability, and the social self. We aim to bring a more nuanced understanding of our world and its challenges, but also inspiration and ideas on how to solve them together. We hope you enjoy it.
Around the Neighborhood, a storytelling of Moradia's memories, traditions, and history. Introduction. Anthropology, as a science that investigates cultural multiplicity and human dynamics, plays a fundamental role in understanding and valuing the practices, traditions, and knowledge of communities. Ethnographic interviews, as a fundamental tool of anthropological research, makes it possible to capture narratives, experiences, and meanings directly from the voices of local protagonists, offering a unique window to the richness of intangible cultural heritage, ICH. This heritage, which includes customs, celebrations, traditions, memories, crafts, and oral expressions, is an essential link between the past and the present. However, its preservation is ever challenged in the face of globalization, with situations like gentrification having a huge impact on the destruction of the communities that possess this knowledge, as well as the disappearance of these people for various reasons, such as immigration and death, and poorly managed tourism that distorts and adapts the richness of these historical places for their own profit. However, when well structured, sustainable tourism can be a key accompaniment in safeguarding this heritage, spreading local development and global awareness without compromising cultural veracity or natural resources. In this text, we explore the conceptualization and development of a project carried out in Lisbon's Moradia neighborhood, which contemplated all the elements described above and shows how anthropology, through fieldwork, participation observation, and ethnographic interviews, can transmit cultural preservation practices and encourage sustainable tourism approaches that respect and celebrate the uniqueness of the ecosystems in which they are inserted. The historical neighborhood of Moradia, Lisbon, and sustainable tourism. Moradia, located on the Lisbon's Castle Hill, is one of the city's most emblematic and multi-ethnic neighborhoods. It has narrow, sloping streets and buildings that mix the city's oldest architecture with bumbling constructions from the period following the 1755 earthquake. This emblematic part of the city is also famous for being the birthplace of Fado and for being traditionally associated with Bohemian life and cultural plurality. Today, Moradia is inhabited by people of 92 different nationalities. However, it has faced considerable challenges, such as desertification, gentrification, migration, and immigration, people that leave Moradia area for other national or international places, and an aging population of those who remain, which has resulted in a significant reduction in the number of inhabitants since the 1960s. Despite these challenges, Moradia continues to be a place of cultural reference with its taverns and surrounding heritage. The idea of sustainable ecotourism is a concept of considering and covering the complete tourism experience, including considering the economic, social, environmental issues, as well as a focus on improving the tourism and the tourist experience as a whole, as well as addressing the needs of the host communities, creating a synergy between the community, the tourist, and the organizations that promote the tourist visits. It's one that completely fits and is needed in a place like Moradia today, embracing concerns for environmental protection, social equity, quality of life, cultural diversity, and the dynamic, viable economic delivering jobs and prosperity in the area visited. This project, known as Around the Neighborhood, main mission was to revigorate the neighborhood with a focus on sustainability and value cultural heritage, both tangible and intangible, using this heritage as a source of inspiration, innovation, and commemoration, strengthening its unique identity and preserving its future, and, at the same time, understanding people's needs at an individual and social level, trying to find solutions to meet these needs while respecting the planet's resources. In the first phase of the project, the team proceeded to do a mapping of the area and ethnographic research using participant observation in the neighborhoods that make up Colina do Castelo, with Moradia chosen as the center of the study, as it was a place of better access to residents through the municipality services and one of Castle Hill's neighborhoods mostly affected by gentrification and desertification of the typical residents. This mapping was also made possible and more accessible with the support of local institutions and organizations, which allows to survey intangible cultural heritage, including significant cultural elements of places, stories, traditions, crafts, cuisine, music, and art, which were part of the identity of these communities, as well as any other information, data, or segment verified during the study. We also wanted to map the main historical, cultural, recreational, and social sites of the aforementioned neighborhoods to create videos, documentaries, photographs, and documents that would translate oral tradition and intangible culture into physical media to safeguard this heritage for the future. This project, which began in December 2023 through July 2024 in the first version, and had a second version going from July 2024 to November 2024, has had a very positive impact on the knowledge that we acquired about the territory and the study, as well as a very strong rapprochement with the local community, where we've always felt great integration and a very significant openness concerning the collaboration on the part of the residents. Ethnography, stories, and videos. After the initial phase of mapping and collecting tangible cultural heritage, we moved on to the second phase, where we began to collect intangible cultural heritage. We aim to collect testimonies from residents of the neighborhood who worked or lived here and who had stories about the experiences and traditions of that place, from the past to the present day. This would give us a chance to hear stories, understand the changes that have taken place, and, in this way, preserve the important cultural heritage of memories. The method chosen to carry out this part was using the most classic style of ethnography, field work with semi-structured interviews with the resident population. These interviews were conducted in two parts. The first was audio recorded to get to know the people, and the second was video recorded to create the idealized videos. Over these months, a total of 18 interviews were carried out with people aged between 30 and 90 years old, with different backgrounds, from fado singers, seamstresses, civil servants, community mediators, museum technicians, and Innovation Center project managers, as well as retired individuals. This last group was the most represented, and the one that gave us the most memories and also the best stories for the many years of life they have already led. It was also through these stories that I was able to gain some insight into the structural and socio-demographic changes that have taken place in the Moradia neighborhood in recent decades. Throughout the interviews, there was a wide variety of topics that were introduced to develop the conversations and to lead us to the point of ICH we were interested in learning more about. We would start with the more introductory part, where the interviews would talk about themselves and introduce themselves, through establishing an initial contact and getting to know the person we were talking to better. The conversation then moved to a part where the aim was to find out how they have arrived in the neighborhood, whether they had been born there or had moved there for some other reason, and what memories they had of their first experiences there, as well as which people, figures, or characters had been most striking during their time in the neighborhood. The next topic of conversation was trying to understand what distinguishes these neighborhoods from the other areas of the city, and why people from outside should come and see them. This topic was linked to the next one, which was what were an essential part that newcomers in the neighborhood should know about. Here we talked about monuments, streets, taverns, restaurants, shops, and above all, the main traditions such as fado, the marches, the Santos Populares, and the annual popular citywide party. Finally, we wanted to understand how people felt about the neighborhood and what was their connection to the place was. These interviews with residents were a central element in the next step, which was to develop videos and routes about the intangible cultural heritage we had been studying. These conversations provided a genuine and personal perspective to the meaning of tradition and practices, highlighting not only what is done, but also why it is done and by whom it is done. These stories and explanations rooted in everyday life offer depth and enrichment to the project that goes beyond the cultural surface. By listening to voices of the people who live and perpetuate the traditions, the interviews also reinforce the authenticity of the material presented. For example, hearing from a tavern owner about the importance of this place for the neighborhood and the community as its history becomes a much richer experience than simply reading or hearing it told by other people. In addition, our goal was for the interviews to have a direct positive impact on the communities, since they offer residents a platform to express their cultural pride and can generate the feeling of appreciation when they see their work and stories recognized. This exchange between tourists and the local community contributes to the creation of more humane and respectful tourism that values the connection between people. After analyzing the data from the interviews and compiling the most emblematic moments, Videos were created to guide visits to the most important places in the neighborhoods, which leads to the other purpose of the work, as mentioned above, to try and generate a more sustainable experience when visiting and sightseeing in Moraria, create an holistic experience for the visitor, where they can see the people that live in the streets and are talking and walking about the history and the rich tradition of that place. Sustainable tourism in Moraria and beyond, telling their stories. Ethnographic videos, like the ones produced by the project, have the potential to capture, preserve, and transmit elements of intangible heritage in an accessible and visually engaging way. Through them, it is possible to immortalize cultural manifestations, in this specific case, the oral narratives told in the first person by the protagonists, ensuring that these elements are valued not only by tourists, but also the communities themselves, who often rediscover the importance of their cultural legacy. In addition, the videos can serve as an educational tool for both visitors and locals. For tourists, they offer up an introduction to the destination and its cultural context even before the trip. This prior knowledge helps them create an itinerary for the place, promoting more conscious and enriching interactions along the way. For residents, videos serve as a means of reaffirming the importance of their traditions, strengthening their sense of identity, and encouraging the transmission of knowledge to younger generations. Initiatives that integrate videos, thematic routes, and interviews with residents are fundamental pillars of sustainable tourism, as they promote practices that benefit both visitors and host communities. For tourists, these approaches provide enriching and conscious experience to prioritize quality over quantity, encouraging prolonged stays and detailed exploration of the destination. For communities, the positive impact is even more significant. The visibility given to cultural practices can stimulate the local economy, tracking investment in activities and businesses based on intangible cultural heritage. In addition, by involving residents in the creation of content and in the development of routes, these initiatives promote community autonomy and empowerment, ensuring that the benefits of tourism are distributed fairly. This type of tourism can be spread through visits that highlight the cultural and intangible heritage of a place, encouraging authentic experience while honoring local communities by not destroying their heritage. By exploring traditions such as sewing, music, festivals, and historical narratives directly with these inhabitants, visitors of these historical areas cooperate in the preservation of the practices, ensuring that they remain economically viable for future generations. In addition, this type of tourism stimulates local development, as involves small businesses and community activities, reducing the negative impacts of mass tourism practices, for example, the excessive use of vehicles, and as the aim for the routes to be made on foot, so there is a real immersion on what's being visited. With conscious approach, it is possible to encourage an enriching cultural exchange that protects local identity while promoting environmental awareness and respect for intangible heritage. Promoting more sustainable tourism through cultural and intangible heritage can also lead to the creation of experiences and activities that celebrate local identity and foster a greater connection between visitors and communities. At the same time, this type of tourism goes far beyond passive observation, encouraging visitors to take part in activities such as traditional trade workshops, tasting typical dishes prepared by locals, or getting involved in local festivals. These practices not only generate income directly for local populations, but also raise awareness about the importance of cultural preservation. In this way, tourism becomes a transformative force that respects natural and cultural resources while reinforcing the authenticity of sustainability of the destination. Final considerations. Although the advantages of this type of work are clear, the entire creation of these videos and routes involving intangible heritage requires a sensitive ethical approach. It was essential to obtain the consent of the people and institutions involved and to ensure that the context captured faithfully represented their practices and values. In addition, excessive exploitation or commercialization that would compromise cultural authenticity should be avoided. The integration of anthropological and ethnographic study with sustainable tourism focused on cultural and intangible heritage offers a powerful model for balanced development. By showcasing the essence of local traditions, histories, and practices to ethnographic methods, it is possible to create a more sustainable tourism system. This approach not only protects intangible heritage against cultural homogenization, but also strengthens communities by generating income and promoting a sense of identity pride. When tourism is guided by a deep understanding of cultural dynamics, it becomes a tool for valorization and preservation, showing that it's possible to promote socioeconomic development without compromising the authenticity and sustainability of destinations. The creation of videos and routes that reveal intangible cultural heritage, combined with the essence of interviews with residents, is a rich strategy for promoting sustainable tourism. These tools allow us to preserve traditions, create meaningful connections between visitors and communities, and responsibly foster local economic development. When conducted ethically and collaboratively, these initiatives not only enrich tourism experiences, but also strengthen the identity and cultural resilience of host communities, ensuring the intangible heritage remains alive and valued for future generations.